Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. Well, it's been a long time." A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing shoving." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Hello, can I help you tonight?
Yes, Tracy, this is Louise, and I want to wish Denny and I our 58th wedding anniversary. It's going to be the 9th, which will be Tuesday, March the 9th, and so I'm going to get it on there this week. So, okay.
Yeah, we'll do something special for you, okay?
Anniversary waltz, or do you know another one other than the anniversary waltz?
Yeah, I've got one. I've got one from Ray Price for you, okay?
You betcha. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As usual, I'll be working when she reads the morning paper. And oh, how I wish I could be home so I could see my darling's face light up when she sees her picture in the paper and this message underneath to her from me. Happy anniversary, sweetheart, to you from me. Thanks for loving me. Another year. been the sweetest sweetheart of the year.
This is Ray Price, and you're listening to KNEL. That's right here on 95.3 FM. And here's my friend Tracy Pitcox to give you the best in country music.
Yes, Tracy. You Lose a Good Thing?
By Freddie Fender.
And Seven Spanish Angels.
By Willie. I'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, "Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man." And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
at the altar of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover
that it was
in the valley of the gun.
Well.
When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared,
there was thunder
on the throne.
Oh, yeah.
Well, take it.
It has been a pretty day today, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. My brother's going to call you after a while.
Great. Well, I'll be here.
Okay. Can you play Marty Robin Alamo?
I sure can.
And Willie Nelson Alamo?
Okay, I can do that for you.
And, let's listen to Tony sing Blue Spanish Eyes.
All right. I bet we can handle that for you tonight.
They get back to Alamo. This is the 4th of March.
Yeah.
It's pretty active right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Getting there, right?
So in 2 days, the big attack happens.
That's true. That is true. Well, I'll sure do it.
You're doing a good job.
I appreciate that, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, "Get some volunteers and go. and fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death, let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. Sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet, played to Quaylo, he roared, I will show them no quarter, everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged, then blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Anna breached the wall and it killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent and there's rust on each sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antonio, like a statue on his pintle rides a cowboy all alone. And he sees the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Anna's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar. And his eyes turn sort of misty and his heart begins to glow, and he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo. To the 13 days of glory at the Siege of Alamo.
Commandancy of the Alamo, San Antonio, February 24th, 1836. To the people of Texas and all the Americans in the world. Fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged with 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna, and I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded a surrender of discretion, otherwise the garrison are to be put to the sword if the fort is taken. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call on you in the name of liberty and of patriotism and of everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch. The enemy is receiving reinforcements daily and will no doubt increase to 3,000 or 4,000 in 4 or 5 days. If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due his own honor and that of his country, victory or death. William Barrett Travis, Lieutenant Colonel Commandant. P.S. The Lord is on our side. When the enemy appeared in sight, we had not 3 bushels of corn. We have since found in deserted houses 80 or 90 bushels and got into the walls 20 or 30 head of beeves. Travis.
A 180
were challenged by Travis to die. By the line that he drew with his sword when the battle was nigh. The man who would fight to the death, cross over, and him who would live, better fly. And over the line went 179. Killing your soldiers below, that men, wherever they go, will remember the Alamo. Though Bowie lay dying, his powder was ready and dry. From flat on his back, Bowie killed him a few in reply. Brave Davy Crockett was singing and laughing with gallantry fierce in his eye. For God and for freedom, a man more than willing to die. Aye, Santa Ana, we're killing your soldiers below, that men, wherever they go, we'll remember the Alamo. They sent a young scout through the battle, much bloody and loud, with words of farewell from a garrison valiant and proud. Don't grieve, little darling, my dying, if Texas is sovereign and free. We'll never surrender and ever with liberty be. Aye, Santa Ana, we're killing your soldiers below, that men, wherever they go, will remember the Alamo. We'll remember the Alamo.
Spanish eyes, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Soon I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say Spanish eyes will wait for me. Eyes, prettiest eyes in all of Mexico. Spanish eyes, please smile for me once more before I go. Soon I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say, say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me. Say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me.
Tracy Pickup.
Yes.
Hey, sir, have you played Red Bird by Dotsy or who?
I haven't played Red Bird by Dotsy, but I will.
10-4, thank you, sir.
Appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
There is a part of living that cannot be denied. It is promised with our first breath. Someday we're gonna die. Those we leave behind us have the hardest part to bear. 'Cause you know they're gonna miss us and wish that we were there. When you see a red bird sitting on the back fence, you'll remember time spent with the ones that you love. Such a beautiful memory. They were given wings to fly. As long as there's a red bird, the memory's alive. It can happen in a heartbeat, like the falling of a star. So tell the people that you care for how wonderful they are. And if someday you wake up and find that it's too late, keep watching for that red bird to tell it what you had to say. When you see a red bird sitting on the back fence, you should remember time spent with the ones that you love. Such a beautiful memory. They were given wings to fly. As long as there's a red bird, your memory's alive. Such a beautiful memory. They were given wings to fly. As long as there's a red bird, the memory's alive. Yes, as long as there's a red bird, the memory's alive.
There's Dotsy for you. Dotsy is just one of my favorite people in this business. She's just a great singer, a great person, great personality, and she's just got a very special, sweet spirit about her, no doubt about it. A little song called Red Bird here at KNEL. I was thinking about this song today. My papaw loved this this song, and it tells quite a story. I thought about the song and thought about him today, and that both always makes me smile. Here's one called A Daisy a Day.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night that she came to his bed. He remembers her sweet way of saying, "Honey, has something gone wrong?" He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by, and their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eyes. As a kid, they would take me for candy, and I loved to go tagging along, holding hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. I'll give you a daisy, dear. I'll give you a daisy, a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stopped by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing that he's holding her hand like before. For he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walked up to the hilltop, and he gives her a daisy a day. I'll give you a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. I'll give you a daisy a day.
Yes, are you doing requests tonight?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Can I request the old violin for my husband, Roy Byrne?
The old violin. We'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do now. I feel like I could lay down and get up no more. It's a damnedest feeling I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this.
Hell, I can't say. I only wish this view would just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. 'Cause you can't change the truth in the slightest way. I said, John, where do you go from here? And then like a damn fool, I turned around, I looked in the mirror, and there I saw an old violin, soon to be put away and never played. I said, John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference when I looked in the mirror. That's when I knew that there I was seeing an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. And just like that, hit me. Well, that old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
Yeah, Tracy, play a little Archie Blue and play the Malpas Brothers, like sings Charlie Louvin Brothers.
I'll do it for you tonight.
Appreciate it, guy.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Ruby's down at Johnny's Beer Joint, shooting pool with Leroy. My band used to play there. Ruby worked the door. Leroy told Ruby he was wealthy as could be. There at Johnny's Beer Joint, Ruby forgot me. Down at Johnny's Beer Joint, I lost everything. My band all quit me. Ruby gave back my ring. Sometimes I still go there, visit with my friends. There at Johnny's Beer Joint, love blooms in end. Now at Johnny's Beer Joint, Ruby is still there. Leroy had to leave town, hot checks everywhere. Maybe someday I'll have another band. Down at Johnny's Beer Joint, Ruby can hold my hand. Down at Johnny's Beer Joint, I lost everything. My band all quit me, Ruby gave back my ring. Sometimes I still go there, visit with my friends. There at Johnny's Beer Joint, love blooms in him. There at Johnny's Beer Joint, love blooms in
yourself with, he gets drunk and loses his job. Oh, and I hope every road that you travel on is dusty, rocky, and hard. You never were my woman, and you were never true. So on and on, if the curtain should fall, Lord, I hope that it falls on you. And I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. Yes, I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. Well, I hope that the train from Caribou, Maine runs over your new love affair. And you'll walk the floor from door to door, putting out your peroxide hair. You never were my woman, and you were never true. So on and on, if the curtain should fall, Lord, I hope that it falls on you. And I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. Yes, I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge.
Yes, Tracy, I wondered if you could play Rugged Old Flag by Johnny Cash.
All right, I'll see if we got time to spin that one in there for you.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old clown.
Trying in my own way to work my problems out. But now I found the answer, and the future looks so bright. 'Cause we had a little talk with Jesus, and everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. We're happy day and night. 'Cause we had a little talk with Jesus, and everything's gonna be all right.
Thousand
I'm Arthur Carson for you. I'm satisfied. That is all of our time for the Hits Radio program tonight. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it so very much. I'm Tracy Pitcock saying may the good Lord bless and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show hosted by Tracy Pitcock. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.